door is open, the welcome mat is out, and this is It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio. My name is Edie Weinstein, and together we'll be exploring what relationships are really all about. Sometimes they're light and playful, sometimes messy and challenging. Our guests are transformational teachers and authors, artists and musicians in this realm that makes life so sweet. So sit back and relax and enjoy the ride.
Welcome to It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and I welcome you into my home and into the life of the person who is waiting patiently on the other side of the line to talk to us. And we're going to learn something pretty amazing today about how to master unconditional love. Wouldn't that be pretty cool if we loved ourselves unconditionally? What would the world be like? The music that ushers us into the show and leads us out of the show, I have to tell you, is by two people who are lovers themselves. They're lovers of life. They're lovers of each other. They're my friends Rick Denzine and Deborah Lee of Lyra Project. And their music can be found on Lyra, L-Y-R-A, project.com. Now, my guest tonight is the lovely and talented Mia Saints, and she's going to be debunking the myth that self-love is arrogance or conceit. And we're going to do some reframing, and we're going to see it as life-affirming and empowering. She's a leading transformational love coach, and that sounds like a really fun job to have. And she works with people who want to grow in self-love and enhance their spiritual path. She teaches something called Total Flow Mastery and Self-Love, and she's also the publisher of Bella Mia Magazine. So, Mia, welcome to the show.
And the audience?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly clear.
Wonderful. So, welcome. Mia, what is self-love, and why does it get such a bad rap?
Well, self-love is truly what we're evolving into. It's stripping away all the garbage that was placed on us by society, churches, families, everything, media, since the moment we were born. So we're stripping away all the garbage of misbeliefs that truly don't serve us. If all of them were gone and we started fresh, we would probably realize that we were left with less than 5% of our own true thinking. So everything is brought on top of us that is not really our own essence of who we are. It's somebody else's belief system.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when we don't love ourselves?
When we don't love ourselves, we're depressed. We are angry. We're mean. We don't have faith that things are going to happen. We're not creative people. We're not usually even successful people. We're not healthy people.
So we stifle ourselves, we hide our lights under a bushel, our relationships are sucky. Is that sometimes how that works?
That is how it works all the time, yes.
Okay. So what happens when we do love ourselves on the flip side?
When we do love ourselves, we want brilliance in our life. We want to create magnificent. We want relationships. Sorry, my office is really loud. It's near the street. We want brilliance. We want love. We want compassion. We want to give to people. And we want to receive. So it's not either one or the other. It's a perfect blend. It's a perfect balance. And those who express self-love and have studied self-discovery and things like that to the point where they've mastering it and working with it in their lives, it's brilliant because they're the ones that are who everybody says, look at them. Look at what she's doing. Look at what he's doing. What is their secret? People think that there's a secret about those who care about themselves and who have re-raised themselves, when really it's not. It's something that everybody can achieve and everybody has the divine right to achieve.
Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, not even if, because that's the case, I know it. I don't just believe it. I know it. Why would anybody push that away? Why would anybody say, no, that's for them. I can't have that. Where does that thinking come from?
It comes from our paradigm of how we were raised, that we're not good enough. Our inner critic comes up and talks. Our self-sabotage slaps us in the face and says, stay down. You can't do that. You're not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're not creative or powerful enough. And as we know, those are myths that are debunked by people who actually work on their own self-discovery. And you asked a question, why is self-love, why does it get a bad rap? And I'd love to address that. It gets a bad rap because people who are not wanting to grow or who don't see that the way to change your life to get out of depression, and all this is to change the system within yourself. Those people don't see it, so they see it as perhaps somebody being selfish, unkind to others, and that's not the case at all. Not at all. They become more loving.
Mm-hmm. So it's, you say something on your website, it's all about you. When I think of that, I mean, that can go either way. People, when people say, oh, it's all about me, that means, you know, what I call center of the universitis, you know, they have. It's not an actual medical diagnosis, but it might as well be. Or you could say it's all about me, which means I'm responsible for my life, what I do with it, what I make of it, how I create my relationships. Is that kind of what you meant?
Yes, it is. That is what I mean. That's what I teach, self-responsibility. Mm-hmm. We have to have self-responsibility, because if we put the common thing that most people do throughout our, you know, throughout the 7 billion people that live on this planet, maybe take 20% that are more enlightened. The rest of those billions of people, what they're doing is they blame other people for things. They mm-hmm. they say that their life sucks because somebody hurt them. You know, I was a victim, if you want to call it that. I don't call it that anymore. But if somebody looked at my life, they'd say, wow, you were really victimized as a child, as a young woman. No, I don't see it that way. I see what I went through. I see the physical, emotional, and mental abuse that I did have growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I see that as my power tool to help me along, to help me get where I got, and also to help others along. I'm grateful for my experience because I know what it takes to get from point A to point Z, not even point B, but to the mm-hmm. end of it. I know what it takes. I know that I can help people get from point A to point Z. I have thousands of people I've helped them, whether mm-hmm. they immediately work with me or whether they just follow my work or listen, you mm-hmm. know, read my stuff. So it's really about growing our grace in order to move forward. Who doesn't want a joyous, happy, fulfilled life where we can create the kind of life we want through business, family, mm-hmm. our physical essence, everything?
Yeah. Absolutely, and I'm raising my hand and waving, saying, I want that, and I'm guessing that the people who are listening want that. So, folks, I'm going to go to break, but I'd like you to check out Mia's website, and it's miasaenz.com. And on the website, you're going to see her blogs, you're going to see a beautiful video, an opportunity to get a free audio CD, all about self-love. So I'll catch you on the other side of the break, and we're going to go more in depth about how
you're
to
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's celebrateyourlife.org. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor, dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeist.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to It's All About Relationships. And my guest is Mia Sains, and we've been talking about the importance of self-love. And you were starting to tell us about your point A to point Z journey. Were there particular steps that you took to learn to love yourself in the face of what you've learned growing up?
Well, I started my self-love journey back in my very early 20s. I've been practicing self-love probably before I was 20. I've been practicing self-love for 27 years. Has it always been in the forefront of my consciousness to work my self-love? No. Like everyone, we go through spurts where we're very much in pain and we want to grow. And then we feel better and we forget. And then we go back down and then we want to grow again. So that was my journey. It was not until about 8 years ago that I really made my full-fledged transformation from literally almost dying. Well, I was. I had 2 years left to live, and my organs were closing. I'd been in an accident. I was in a wheelchair, and I wanted to change everything. I mean, I literally changed my life. I thought I was going to die, but I changed my life, and I built my inner core. I don't use a chair. I wear high heels. I'm sexy. I'm happy. I literally built a life for me. My first process in that, you know, there's all sorts of stuff. There's therapy, there's mantras, there's candles, there's baths. Everything is good. There's thousands of methods for self-love. But I teach conscious self-love. And that's how I really shifted my life towards the end there. Not towards the end because, you know, it didn't end. But I'm talking about where I walked through one side of my world to another one that I was able to create. And I started with mirror work because I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. I was that ill and I didn't see myself as pretty or anything. It took me a long time to understand my own beauty as a human and as a soul together. And so mirror work is very important to this work for ourselves, for self-love. And it's not just looking in the mirror or talking to yourself. It's literally telling yourself, I love you. And your response may be bad, and your response may be okay. You may laugh. There's several different things that happen from mirror work, depending on our trauma. And I recommend that people take a notebook and write down their response. This is because, as we tell ourselves, our bodies are sponges. They want to absorb. Mm-hmm. We mimic things. So with that saying, be careful of what you're saying because you're listening. It's so true. And this is why we tell ourselves that we love ourselves, because we are telling ourselves something that nobody has ever done, told us unconditionally. The only person in our life that can love us unconditionally is ourselves. Someone will always disappoint us, and we will always disappoint someone else. Because if somebody has an agenda of any kind, even if it's a little agenda, they're going to be disappointed if it doesn't follow through. So it's really important to re-raise ourselves. The next step that we do is raising our inner child through a guided meditation process that's on my CD. And anyone who writes me, I'll send you the download for free to that. So you start at age 3 and you work up through age 17 and you go the odd years because those are the primitive or primal, the important years for our growth. When we're 3, we're starting like nursery school. When we're 5, we're starting kindergarten. Then we think we're getting big, you know, big for our britches in the second grade. And then we go into the 4th grade. And then we're leaving, you know, elementary school at 11. There's a lot of changes in our odd years. So we work those through a guided meditation process until we absolutely fall in love with ourselves at each stage, until our inner child feels comfortable and confident and happy with us. And we do that for several more weeks, like 3 to 4 after that, so that we know that we're settled into who we are. And then we raise our inner child to the next level, to the next age, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, and 17. And this really does literally shift who we are inside. When I talk about conscious self-love, I'm talking about we're consciously working who we are to re-raise ourselves. That's also with the intention I tell people, my clients especially, at least 3 times a day, I want you consciously loving yourself. So if you make yourself coffee in the morning, you make that coffee or lemon water or tea, whatever you're making, with that intention that you're amazing and this is for you. Because again, our body is wanting to absorb the information that we're giving it. When we tell ourselves that we're wonderful, that we're beautiful, that we're magnificent. And we are, because when you think about on the spiritual essence or the religious essence, however, whoever is listening to this and thinks, we're talking to us how God would talk to us. And so when you talk to yourself in a loving way, who's listening? Ourselves. So really it's settling into our body and our essence, our psyche. We are okay. We're okay right now. Yes, now I'm beginning to see that I do love myself. Or yes, I am pretty amazing. I can do X, Y, and Z. So it's really important to work that love within.
And what I'm hearing is that we need to become love sponges to just soak it all in. I have a friend who mentioned, I don't know if it was on the show recently, but somebody had said that children are like tofu, that we, you know, they absorb whatever they're put into. And as adults, mm-hmm. we're just bigger children, in adult bodies. So be aware, folks, of what you're putting yourself in, what kind of liquid, what kind of substance you're putting yourself in, that you're soaking it all up. And as somebody who's worked in the addictions field for a lot of years, I'm questioning you. Do you think that lack of self-love is at the core, you know, keeps us looking to fill the hole in the soul, whether it's with relationships, sex, drugs,
yes.
food, spending?
It does. Yes. We are, as humans, we're addicted to anything and everything that feels good. And that tends mm-hmm. to come from everyone in their life, unless you were raised perfectly perfect, and that's beautiful if you were. Yeah. And even as adults, we have trauma. So trauma produces drama. Drama is something that we need in order to feel alive. We've had so much trauma in our life from different things that we need that drama as we get older in order to feel stimulated. And when we don't have that drama, we do substitute it with addiction, whether it's food, alcohol, smoking, marijuana, drugs, whatever it is. And it depends on how far you take it. But if you're using it, even sex, if you use it as an addiction because you have to have it, that's different than wanting it, and you have to have it. And that is filling that hole, that emptiness. I remember I used to have that hole, and it was so crazy. I couldn't even be alone by myself without the TV or the radio on because it was painful. It was so, so painful. I didn't have an alcohol or drug problem just because I was raised differently. I was raised metaphysical, even though I had an abusive childhood. And so that was something that I was taught, you know, we don't do. I was 45 when I had my first drink of alcohol because I, became, I woke up and became who I am. And I'm like, I can try wine. It's fine. I can try this. It's okay. But I have been addicted. I've been addicted to sex before. I've been, I'll admit it. I'm a kitten and wow, that made me feel good. But when you fill that hole within yourself, when you find your self-love and when you've become complete, it's a quietness, a stillness that you have that's really beautiful. And you find that you love to be by yourself. Your whole, the hole that you have is filled, and all you want to do is just give, it sounds crazy to some people who don't understand yet, but you just want to be in that silence in order for you to create, connect, be with your higher self, be with God, whatever stimulates you is what you want to do. And it's a much more peaceful way of existing than when you still have that hole within. So going back to what you asked, absolutely, the trauma from our life produces drama, which helps produce that addiction. We have to feel. And when we can't feel, we're going to find it somewhere else. You know, I said to some friends the other day, I said, you know why I used to like to have some drinks, and even now, I'll be honest, even now, is because it makes me feel funny. You know, I mean, look, I'm 50 years old, and I'm saying drinks make me feel funny. And I like that. It's not an addiction because it's not something that I do all the time. And they said, yeah, that's why they do it. And I'm like, oh, okay. See, I felt kind of stupid because I'm a grown woman. I should know, but I didn't start to drink until I was 45, So it's all experiencing and learning, So it's interesting. I work with people with addiction as well, and it's getting their childhood issues resolved is what does it, or if they've had a trauma, if they've had a perfectly lovely childhood and say they were attacked or raped or beaten up or car accident or whatever the trauma is, they still have it too, So that PTSD has to be worked through. Everything has to be worked through, the memories, the night sweats, whatever, you know, is disturbing somebody, that we have to work through it in order to become more whole and complete.
Mm-hmm. And one way that you help people to understand all of this, you know, is through your magazine, Bellamia, that you showcase beauty, and we're not just talking about classic polish on the outside beauty. What do you want people to see when they read the magazine? What do you want them to get from it?
Well, the motto of the magazine and the feminine essence work I work with women along with the self-love stuff is that every woman is beautiful. Every human is beautiful. Men too. And so it's discovering that beauty. And it's not about, like you said, I consider it a classic magazine, but it's not a classic beauty magazine, even though it's a beautiful magazine, where we have, you know, bombshell models in their lingerie and, you know, anything like that, because what it's teaching us is how to get through different experiences. We have self-love in there. We have body image communication, you know, articles and issues about body image issues, relationship, regular love. The new paradigm chapter is all about mind, you know, mindset things and how to change our life. We have a business section in there. It's, you know, a food section, a fitness section. It's an incredible magazine that supports, it's a woman's magazine, so it supports women, but men seem to be loving it too. I've been getting all sorts of emails how fantastic the magazine is. It's really brilliant.
Yeah,
it really
beautiful.
Is brilliant.
Yeah, and one of your columnists is somebody that was on the show not too long ago, Lorraine Cohen. And I'm honored. You know, she's got an article this month, and I'm honored that the next issue, the September issue, I believe, one of my articles is going to be in there. So thank you.
Yes, August, September.
Okay, cool. So just in time for going back, you know, going back to school, celebrating the end of summer, and then going back to school. So I tremendously appreciate that, and I encourage folks to check out the magazine. It's bellamia.com. That's how they can find the magazine.
It's bellamiamag.com, because there's a bunch of Bellamias out there. So this is a magazine, or Bellamia Magazine is also. You can also find us. You'll find the information. We're redoing our website.
Mm-hmm.
But the information for where it's housed, the platform, is on the website. So enjoy.
Right. I just found that too. And then you can also get to it through the back door, through your own website. There's a link that people can click on there. And when you go to Mia's website, you'll see her beautiful face and very approachable, safe, trustworthy looking woman here. Clearly, what most people would consider beautiful. And you can find out about the magazine, read her blog. Again, you can get the CD. You can learn more about how to totally, completely adore the woman or man in the mirror. So, Mia, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm thrilled that you decided to join us. And also,
thank
the
you.
Other thing we have in common is that we were on the, what's it called? I always forget the name of it. Edgy Love Secrets. We were both on the Edgy Love Secrets webinar.
Oh, yeah.
So
yes,
I've got to give a listen to yours. So we you know, I'm sure you had a good time doing that, too. So I encourage folks to, again, check out Mia's website, check out the magazine, and, again, adore the man or woman in the mirror. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And then next week my guest is Thomas Fiffer, who's an editor at the Good Men Project. And he's written a book called Why It Can't Work, Detaching from Dysfunctional Relationships to Make Room for True Love. So we're going to be talking about understanding dysfunctional relationships, as if any of us have ever had those, oh my God. So join us next week, and until then, I thank you, I bless you, I love you, namaste.
Thank you for joining us here on It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio, opening your heart and mind to the possibilities that are there for you to create a life that is filled with love. Until next week, wishing you healthy and fulfilling relationships and sending hugs from here.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.